We should have Michelle from the Volunteer Center, and we should have Kate from Friends, Inc. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here again.
Hey, all right. I have both of you. That's great. I like it when that happens. I've had one of those. I've had one of those hectic mornings. You ever have those?
Oh yeah.
So, but we're all set now to talk about things going on at the Volunteer Center and also Friends Inc. Michelle, where do you want to start this morning?
Yeah, I'd love to start with talking with Kate about Friends Inc. April is a very important month to them, but I would like to get started, Kate, with the mission of Friends Inc. And why you're an important part of our community.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Michelle. Yes, it is good to connect, even if we're connecting virtually, right? And always great to be back on the show, Rick. So thanks. Thanks very much for having us and giving us the opportunity to connect with our community.
You're very welcome.
So Friends has been in Washington County serving survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault for 42 years. We are a local nonprofit agency, and so all of our services are free and confidential. And I think when people most often think about Friends, they think about some of our core services, so that generally speaking would be our emergency shelter and domestic violence services, which certainly we have, right? Those are our core services that we've had since the late 70s. And so we do have a 20-bed shelter here right in West Bend. We're actually a public location, so we're right on South 18th Avenue by the dog park. And then we also have a 24/7 crisis line response to connect with survivors. But I would say over the years, we've grown immensely in our services, and they now include working with survivors of sexual assault as well as child abuse and human trafficking. And I think, you know, we have our residential services, right, so that shelter, but we actually work with the majority of survivors in our outreach services. So where we may house about 100 individuals in shelter, we work with about 350 in our outreach services. And so those include, you know, someone in the community who may come in for individual counseling. They may come in for support group. They may bring their kids in to work with our art therapist. They may be reaching out for some emergency legal services, so whether that's getting some safety through a restraining order or accessing our family law attorney for some assistance within the family law system. So the majority of survivors that we work with, right, are coming in through those outreach connections. And then our third tier of services is actually our community outreach and education. And so in a typical year, right, when kiddos are in school all year and we're not all navigating a health pandemic, we would actually connect with just shy of about 8,000 individuals within our education program, starting as young as second grade and going all the way through high school, including some service clubs like the Boys and Girls Club and the Y, and teaching everything from healthy and unhealthy relationships to sexual assault and sexual harassment to safety with technology.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, so in you said in a traditional year, those are the things you would be doing. How have you needed to adapt, and what kind of changes have you made in 2020 and 2021?
Sure, right? We have all made some significant changes, right, and adapted our lives to try to make things work and continue to be, right, connected with our community. And so Friends is an essential service. We never closed our doors, right? We knew that it was imperative for us to stay open and remain a resource for survivors. I think the unfortunate truth of the safe-at-home order, while very necessary for the health pandemic, was not safer at home for survivors, right? So kiddos that, you know, may be experiencing child abuse had a complete lack of access, right, to mandatory reporters when they weren't able to maybe access schools or clubs or things like that. Adult survivors certainly had then some increased tactics that we see in a typical abusive relationship, from isolation to control and lack of connection. And so we felt it was imperative to stay open, and so we quickly adjusted to everything, you know, we could to make it work. We found safe virtual options for survivors to still access counseling. We kept the facility staffed so we could still respond to our hotline. We connected with some local hotels and made some immediate memorandums of understanding so that if we didn't have space in the shelter or we needed to be safe with, you know, health environment in the shelter, we could also use some hotels. So we adapted really quite quickly, I think. The staff did a tremendous job of trying to right balance what we believed could be most helpful to survivors while also taking care of themselves, right? So they, too, were facing balance with work and kiddos and schools and all the things that everyone had to navigate. But yeah, we made those adjustments and we still are, you know, on some level yet this year, you know, we're still being mindful in terms of our shelter capacity. We still absolutely follow some internal guidelines in terms of, social distancing and mask wearing and things like that. We're working with our health department to try to ensure that all of the survivors and staff that are, ready and able can get vaccinated. So just continuing that work of connection.
You know, I drove past the other day on 18th, and I saw some blue jeans.
Yes.
Hanging up. Tell me what that means.
Yeah, so that references back to what Michelle said at the beginning about April. So April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and so it's one of the 2 months that we do some pretty significant outreach in the community. And so the jeans are hanging, yes, they're hanging at our facility. And also, as of tomorrow, they will be downtown Main Street, which we've done for the last 3 years, where we hang them downtown Main Street. They are representation of Denim Day. And so Denim Day is an international day to honor and show support to survivors of sexual violence. And so we do that within the city and our own agency. Also, if you happen to like coffee or hot tea, we work with many local coffee shops to bring some awareness through personalized coffee sleeves. So the Hub has our coffee sleeves. Dunn Brothers has our coffee sleeves. Cafe Floriana has our coffee sleeves. And Coffeeville in Jackson also has our coffee sleeves. We recognize survivors every Tuesday by wearing Teal Tuesdays. So if you have some teal in your wardrobe or in your life, you can rock that and share a picture on social media to show your support to survivors. And then new this year is actually a really great connection with our local library here in West Bend. And so we're doing both some book spotlights around sexual assault and sexual violence. And then also we are doing a book club / discussion later this month. So all those details can be found right on our social media, so Facebook, Instagram, or websites, and certainly we can get those connected also with Michelle at the Volunteer Center as well.
So one more quick question for you, Kate.
Sure.
Can you tell the listeners a little bit about the volunteer needs that you have and how they can connect with you to be part of those?
Yes, we always are looking to write to stay connected and meet new people within our community, both to share the awareness about the services that we provide to make sure that a survivor, you know, is connected, but then also just to make sure that our, you know, community is aware of who we are and what, you know, some neighbors and colleagues who are having some trauma might need that connection support. So we utilize volunteers in a variety of ways, right? So we have volunteers that kind of help us in the evenings with childcare during support groups. We have volunteers that help us out on the weekends with some maintenance around the facility or perhaps picking up groceries for the shelter. We certainly are always looking for passionate folks to join our board of directors. And then we also have volunteers who help us respond to survivors of sexual assault within the medical facilities. So when someone presents at the hospital after an assault for some medical care, we send either a staff member or a volunteer to be there with that person during that medical exam to offer support and get them connected with resources that may be helpful for them.
So I'm guessing
so
that
a wide variety. Sorry, Rick, go right ahead.
I'm guessing that some of the volunteer positions are pretty much basic level and others require some training, I would think.
That is correct, and we will meet you wherever you're at. Whatever kind of, you know, interests you and brings you that passion of giving back and connecting, we'll make sure that we get you all the appropriate connections and steps to do that.
All right. Well, thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure to have you join us. Michelle,
thank you.
What's going on at the Hub?
Yeah, so, you know, we usually start that conversation out with the tip jar. And we just want to thank everyone who gives a little or a lot to our Hub tip jar. With your help and your donations, we are at over $92,000 that goes back to area nonprofits. It's, again, just proof that change really adds up, because that's a whole lot of help to our nonprofit community. In April, we're highlighting Chicks for a Cause, Elevate, Friends Incorporated, and Washington County Planning and Park Department. We know that April's quickly coming to an end, so I want to talk about our May tip jar nonprofit group, which is NAMI, Washington County, the Tower Heritage Center, which is a historical building downtown West Bend, Lac La Ronde Conservancy, and Friends of Kettle Moraine Incorporated. So we are just really pleased with being able to offer that to our nonprofit community as a help. And we appreciate everybody who donates to the tip jar. You know, we often highlight that tip jar, but just as important to us is our amazing group of Hub volunteers. And this group of dedicated people, they've put in over 25,000 hours to the mission of the Hub and the Volunteer Center. And this is National Volunteer Week, so we're really celebrating the millions of Americans who volunteer and encourage even more to follow their path. We really, at the Volunteer Center, believe that everyone has something to give. No matter your age, your background, you can find impact in the community through service, whether it's a little time or a lot of time that you have to give. We really, the nonprofit community couldn't function without you. So the Volunteer Center would like to say thank you to the community volunteers and to all the future volunteers that are on their path to finding their volunteer opportunity that's right for them. And I just want to say that the Volunteer Center is here to help you find that match. You can do that through our website. You can do that through giving us a call, and you can do that by coming into our doors. So just, again, a shout-out for volunteers because of National Volunteer Week and because every day is a good day to volunteer.
We should mention, you said coming through our doors, you should mention the address.
Absolutely. We're found at 303 Water Street in West Bend. That's right near downtown. I'll also highlight our phone number, which is 262-338-8256. We're always ready to help people walk through finding their volunteer match.
And, of course, the website is volunteernow.net.
Correct, yes.
All right. What else is going on at, Hub?
We have a few events to highlight. Yoga and coffee, we had our first one a few weeks back. Our next one is coming May 9th and then one more June 13th. The yoga classes will be starting at 7:30 and run to 8:30. Each class is a $20 donation. That donation goes to the expansion project of the Hub, which will give us more resources and space to reach out and to volunteers and for our nonprofits to use. That donation also includes a 12-ounce Hub drink coupon. It's a yoga class intended for all levels. You should bring a mat, and you can reserve your spot and make your donation on the Volunteer Center's website.
All right, and also back to more normal this summer, Camp Superhero.
Yes, Camp Superhero is upon us. Sign up is active and live on our website, and camps are actually filling up quite quickly. Camp Superhero is a youth volunteer series. It's open to all students who will be entering grades 5 through 12 in the upcoming school year. The group of superheroes is led by a member of the Volunteer Center, and then we have team leaders that are also volunteers. They'll be working together throughout the summer to complete a volunteer activity on each of the scheduled camp days. Camp days are on Wednesdays throughout the summer. The goal of Camp Superhero for HERO is to serve local nonprofits in a meaningful way, to increase awareness and offer education about our nonprofit community, and to provide our youth with positive volunteer experiences. So if you have a youth in your life that is looking for a meaningful summer experience, make sure to head over to the Volunteer Center's website, look for Camp Super HERO in the pull-down menu, and it will guide you through signing up for those camps.
All right, and we also have some time for a couple of needs of the week, some nonprofit highlights. Kate, do you want to start?
Yeah, always happy. And I also want to give a shout-out to, I know that Michelle just noted the Yoga and Coffee at the Hub with Blue Luna, and they are, again, also another wonderful community partner and are working with us for our Sexual Assault Awareness Month activities as well. So just giving them a little extra shout-out as well. But, yeah, today we wanted to talk about a couple different volunteer highlights. And so the first is the Washington County Humane Society. They're in need of two different types of volunteers to help around the shelter. The first is a recycler, and so this person is helping kind of get metals out of landfills by making biweekly or monthly hauls to our local recycling center. So this individual would need a vehicle and a hitch or a medium to large trailer to help out and have some free time during the week. And then the second person is a lawn caregiver. So even though we had some snow this week, spring is upon us and coming. And so the volunteer would be helping to regularly mow and trim around the center, around the facility. But, of course, all equipment is provided by the Humane Society, so none of that would be needed by the volunteer.
All right. Sounds good. And Michelle, what about you?
Yeah, Catholic Guadalupe Education Center, they'll be hosting their 9th annual Festa Latina fundraiser. It's a celebration that's held on Saturday, May 22nd from 11:30 to 7 p.m. at Regner Park. It's a family-friendly event for the community, and they are in need of volunteers before the event for setup and prep work and the day of the event also. And they'll be implementing proper safety protocols for the staff, the volunteers, and attendees. And you can sign up for that opportunity on the Volunteer Center's website.
All right. And we've kind of come to the end of our time this morning.
We have, yes.
So again, I want to thank Kate from Friends Inc. For joining us this morning, and Michelle from the Volunteer Center. Again, we had a couple of volunteer opportunities there, but Michelle, I'll bet if neither one of those is what you're looking for, there's a place where you can find more than 200 volunteer opportunities in Washington County.
There is. Our website has many volunteer opportunities, and that is volunteernow.net. Again, though, if you're not comfortable going online to look for volunteer opportunities, you can give us a call at 262-338-8256. And if you need a little more personal touch, you can come in to our office at 303 Water Street in West Bend. We are open between 9 and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
And Kate, if you could once again just let people know where they could go to find out more about Friends Inc., what you do, and how they could volunteer or make donations.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rick. So, yes, again, we are a public location, so we're right on Southeast 18th Avenue. Our phone number is 262-334-7298, and that is available 24/7, so you can always call for services or to get connected as a volunteer or to give back. And then also certainly through our social media, which is all connected through our website, www.friendswi.org.